T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And it's me, Bob Mitchell, in for Tommy this morning. Tommy has been on vacation all this week. He will be back Monday morning, and I will be on the couch Monday. But I'll be on the couch by 10:30, quarter to 11 today. It's 9 minutes after 7 o'clock, talking about, of course, the passing of Aretha Franklin. See, I have the number around here somewhere. Yeah, 75, sold 75 million records worldwide. And this morning, we are just asking the question, as I said earlier and many times, whenever the queen dies or the king dies, people say, the queen's dead, long live the queen. So who do you think could possibly replace Aretha Franklin as the queen of soul? Tim and Russell, I'm going to get to in 1 minute, but I do need to read a couple of text messages. Bob, did someone say Beyonce? She can't hold a candle to Aretha Franklin. Gee. Now, see, I like the music she did in the movie Cadillac Records, where she played Etta James. I thought she did a great job on At Last and stuff like that. Someone mentioned Jennifer Hudson, and here's one who says, who is this Jennifer Hudson? Never heard of her. I think I can take a quick phone call. We'll go to Russell. Russell, thank you for calling WWL.
Yes. Thank you, Bob, for having me on. Quick question. Who replaced Elvis as king of rock and roll?
I don't think anyone ever replaced I don't think anyone ever got the title. I know there was some debate where Michael Jackson felt that he should be called the king of rock and roll, but he was the king of pop.
Okay. Well, 41 years ago from yesterday was when Elvis died. He died on the same day, August 16th.
Mm-hmm.
Aretha will never be replaced. And she did far more for us because of the civil rights and for women and what have you than Elvis ever did. They're both great entertainers, and will never be replaced.
You have do you remember your first Aretha Franklin song that you heard?
I didn't hear a lot of her music other than just short clips, people in doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I was more, country and western and classical type when I was younger, what have you.
Gotcha.
On doing that. But coming in and reading about it later on, and the message behind songs and what have you was far more important than, than that. And Aretha, few and far between. But thank you very much. Let you go to the next caller.
Well, thank you, Russell. Appreciate you phoning in. All right, our phone number is 260-1870. I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy Tucker. Tim, we'll get to you when we come right back. We have some lines open, so you can call me and get through just talking about your memories of early Aretha Franklin music. And do you think anyone, our last caller made a great point, no one ever replaced Elvis as the king of rock and roll. Will anyone replace Aretha as the queen of soul? Anyone who is singing right now that you would nominate to replace her as the queen of soul. It's 12 minutes after 7 o'clock. Coming right back. I'm starting to agree with all of the people who say she will never be replaced as the queen of soul. This is one of those songs where for somebody who really loves somebody else and they want them to love them back, and ain't no way to love you if you won't let me to. Miss Aretha Franklin, thank you. All right, let's, I tell you what, Tim, hang on for just a second. I want to go to Tim on the phone, but we're going to continue to talk about Aretha Franklin, and you think she'll ever be another queen of soul, or maybe you went to an Aretha Franklin concert, and can you remember maybe a specific Aretha Franklin song, and it brings back some memories of something that that you were doing. You can call me at 260-1870, but we want to add this hour, and I will give you the facts probably in about 5 minutes. How would you like a four-day school week? I mean, you parents who have to get up in the morning, get breakfast. You have to get lunch for the kids. You have to make sure they're wearing clean clothes. You have to go back and put your clean jeans on. You have to make sure their homework is done, all while you're trying to get ready to work. Then you have to drop them off at school so you can get to work. And if they're running late, you're going to be running late. Suppose that was cut down to a four-day week. I'll tell you the possibility of that in a couple of minutes. Let's go to Tim in Thibodaux. Tim, how are you today?
Fine, Bob. Thank you very much. I don't think anybody will be replacing Aretha anytime soon for all of the reasons that all of your people have already stated, particularly her range on that last song.
Yeah, no one's got the voice that she has right now. You're right.
That's correct. However, I do know that in the area, and particularly in the city, there are significant numbers of people who think that the queen of New Orleans soul, or the New Orleans queen,
Irma Thomas,
is Irma Thomas.
Absolutely. No doubt about that.
Yep. So, you know, I think we can have territorial souls.
Now, I have a text message here that I believe says it all. It says, no one will be able to replace Aretha Franklin. Singers like Beyonce and Jennifer Hudson all have wonderful voices, but nobody wants to listen to people cursing and talking explicitly about sex. The music Aretha Franklin did transcended generations of people because they could listen to the lyrics without being embarrassed or mortified. Boy, that's a statement. That says it right there.
Well, Bob, you know, yesterday I was listening to NPR, and they had two things happening at once on that same thing you're talking about. Number one, Carole King was talking about how she co-wrote You Make Me Feel Like a Natural Woman with Aretha, and then Aretha came back and said the sock it to me, sock it to me, sock it to me in respect was non-sexual, that was just an idiom
mm-hmm.
that was being used at the time that then got transferred over to Laugh In, and everything went from there, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I want you to ask the news folks to check out that Maserati owner that racked up $45,000 worth of fines in Dubai. He may still be there.
I want the car. That's what I want.
Well, you know, it'll run faster than our 911s ever did.
Listen, if I were to own that car, I couldn't afford the insurance.
That's right. That's right. It's sort of like a camp at Grand Isle.
You know, I have a buddy who's got a whole bunch of cars, and one of them is a absolute beautiful Jaguar convertible, kind of like a deep, deep, deep red. I mean, just absolutely beautiful. And he keeps it in his garage. He's got two or three other cars. And whenever I see him, I say, hey, make sure that's in the will to go to me if anything
that's
happens
right.
to you. But then I couldn't afford the insurance.
That's right.
So, all right, Tim.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to take a break, 260-1870. When we come back, we will continue to talk about Aretha Franklin. And what would you think of a four-day school week? I mean, that means you wouldn't have to go through this madness that you have to go through every morning, and then, of course, rushing in the afternoon to pick them up from school. Only 4 days a week. You get a day off. Do you like that? I'll tell you more about it when I come right back. 260-1870. It's 7 o'clock, and, of course, we will continue to let you call in and express something about Aretha Franklin. Maybe you went to her concert. Maybe you have a special feeling for any of her songs. But now we want to add to what we're talking about. A Colorado school district is attempting a $1 million experiment by cutting the school week to 4 days. Would that work for you? Let's go to Patrick in Abita Springs. Patrick, would that work? They're going to give school's going to be Tuesday through Friday. They give Monday off. And I said that'll give the kids more time to prepare. Does that sound good to you?
You know, it does, Bob. Thanks for taking the call. I know you're having a great Friday, but what kills me is just the routine. You know, you got to get up, you got to feed them, you got to get everything ready. Then you go ahead, and then the traffic. Bob, I'm in Abita Springs. There are so much. I was going down as I was listening to you today, and I live approximately 5 blocks from the little gas station.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the time it took me to get to that 5 blocks, I probably could have listened to your last show in its entirety. And I believe there was an old lady in a walker that blew by me walking down the street. But it's just the routine that kills me, Bob.
Patrick, what is that highway that I think, I don't know, the Fat Spoon is on? What highway is that?
You're not talking about 59? No, the Fat Spoon.
All I know is that it's so crowded. I went there one day. It took me 5 minutes to be able to get across the road so I could come back home.
I'm telling you, an old lady with a walker blow by you.
That might have been my wife. No, I'm only kidding.
But it's just the routine. It's the routine that kills me. Now, you know, I don't know what you take away from this, and I'll hang up and listen to the comment. But you know what kills me the most, Bob?
What?
I don't have any kids.
Oh me! All right. So what do you think? A 4-day work week. I'll come back after the news and give you a little more facts. But you parents who are listening, you parents who have to get up every morning to get the kids off to school, make sure they have breakfast, give them a breakfast bar, give them a lunch snack, make sure they got money, that routine every day, and fight the traffic. Would it be better for you if you got 1 day off a week? You got Monday off, and it would be a 4-day school day. All right, as I always do around this time, to help you out here, let's do the 7:30 stretch. Oh, come on, stretch with me now. All right, okay. All right, we'll take a break with Chris Miller and more WWL First News. It's 7:37. Chris, do you have young kids that you have to get off to school in the morning?
Yeah.
Would a 4-day week, a 4-day school week work for you?
No. I guess it would, assuming if the teachers get that same 4-day week, since their mom is also a teacher at their school. But, if we were both working normal 9-to-5 jobs 5 days a week, I think a 4-day school week would become highly inconvenient for a lot of parents.
Well, in Colorado, in fact, they started it, I believe it was last week. It's a 4-day school week designed to cut cost and to attract teachers. In other words, they feel that we can get them to come to our school because they're going to get the same money, but they only go into work 4 days. But parents are saying, well, what do you expect us to do?
Exactly. I mean, if you've got two parents working in the household or a single parent a single working parent, great. Now I'm scrambling for 1 day a week child care. What is this?
Right, and the district says they're offering child care for children under 12 for $30 on Monday, and you know as well as I do, $30 doesn't sound that bad, but you know it's not going to stay at $30.
Yeah, and $30 a kid?
Yes, $30 a kid.
Exactly.
You're right.
So that can start to add up.
Right, I'd sign a contract on that. They start at 30, and then it's going to be, we can't do it. It's going to be 35. You know, a lot of the parents just don't like this at all. The my text messages, which I'll read in a little bit, or say what they would like to see is a 5-day school week and a 4-day work week. That would work.
Yeah, kids, you have fun at school. I'm going to stay home today, put my feet up.
All right, thank you, Chris. All right, our phone number is 260-1870. A Colorado school district is attempting a $1 million experiment. Whether it's going to work or not, I don't know. They say the move will save about $1 million per year in costs that they would otherwise have to pay substitute teachers and running school buses. So, for those of you like Chris, you got kids to get off. What do you do? What do you do on that Monday? You've got to find childcare, unless they are old enough to stay home by themselves. But you have to find childcare, and teachers at this particular school are really, really getting upset. For you, You know the scenario for you. Would a four-day school week work? And if not, tell me why at 260-1870. 7:39, we will take a break. And I'm Bob Mitchell in for Tommy, and we're coming right back on WWL. It is 7:42. Kendra is up next. I'll be with you in just a minute. We are discussing would parents like a four-day school week. Most of the text messages I have are negative. I like the idea of a four-day school day, but what happens to the poor parents that have a five-day work week? What do they do with the kids on that one day? So we don't have to, this person is saying, so we don't have to feed them or dress them on Monday? That's not a day off. Who's going to watch the kids if both parents work? All right, 7:44. All right, I've got some sad news for you. All right, sad news. Get ready, okay? Get ready for. Today is the last day to win that big money, okay? On WWL, you have a shot at winning $1,000 12 times a day in our Intercom National Cash Contest. Listen to Tommy, Newell, Scoot, Bobby, and Christian right before the top of the hour news for the code word. Now, I'm going to have a code word in about 10, maybe 12 minutes from now. And then you text that code word to 72881. So I'm sorry to bring you this sad news, but it means today you better get on the stick and take your shot every time right before the top of the hour. All right, let's get back to our telephones. We're going to go to Kendra. Kendra, how are you today?
I am great. How are you, Bob? Fine.
You have kids? You have to get off to school?
I do.
You know, it's been so long since I've had to do that wonderful, I never had to do it because I worked. I always worked mornings, and my poor wife had to take care of all that. Go through a routine with me that you do every day.
Well, my kids are older now, so they really are pretty self-sufficient. They just need a few reminders of did you do this? Did you forget this? But I feel like I also work in the school, so we're all kind of getting ready at the same time, and I think that the four-day work week would actually be great for kids and for the professionals that work in the schools. And one of the words that keeps coming across is child care. And I think that maybe is the confusion, is that teachers are not child care specialists. Mm-hmm. They're educational specialists, and they're not babysitters. I think kids would benefit. If a family, and like I said, I work in the schools, but I didn't always work in the school. I think that the kids would benefit from a day at home. Some of the things that parents need to address, schools simply can't anymore. You know, you really can't bring a whole lot of morality into the kids. And I think if parents take a little bit more responsibility on that end, it would help the educational professionals.
But if you had a couple of kids in school, let's say you had three kids in school. You're looking at $30 a pop. That's $90 a week. A lot of people just can't afford that.
Well, it's all choices. I ran a home-based business for 10 years when my kids were little, mm-hmm. so that I could be home with them. I think that's our most important job, is to spend that. They don't stay little forever, you know?
Yes.
And how easy is it to drop 30 bucks at, you know, a restaurant? Or I just think it's well worth it.
See, I was fortunate because I have done morning radio all my entire life and all while my kids were going to school. But my poor wife, she got she worked full time and got stuck taking care of the kids, and so it was tough. Except I do remember when we had our youngest daughter, she was getting the other kids off to school, trying to take care of a baby, and one day I walked in the house after work. It was about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and she had our daughter like in a little blanket, and she said, "Here, she is yours. I am leaving the house to be around adults. I'll be back."
That's right. Everybody needs a little respite.
Well, I appreciate you phoning in, Kendra.
All right, have a great day.
You too. All right, let me go ahead and while we're getting our next caller to go, let me read some of these text messages. Pretty much they're kind of like the same thing. Bob, who's going to watch the kids on the weekday that they're off with the parents working to a four-day school week? To heck with a four-day school week. I'm looking for a four-day work week and a five-day school week. A couple of guys have got that idea, and I kind of like that. And pretty much as I go through all of the text messages, here's one. Who's going to watch the kids if both parents work? Yeah, that's going to be the big thing. Let's go to Matt in Covington. Matt, how are you?
I'm good. Yeah, I have a 15-year-old. She goes to Covington High School, and then she splits her day this year. She goes down to NOCA, which is an academy school. Mm-hmm. She loves it. She'll be there full time.
Does she drive herself?
No, we had a. There's a bus. It wasn't cheap. The school's free, but the bus takes her down there. It's a charter bus kind of thing. So we got our transportation taken care of. But that last caller, I'm scratching my head. You know, 4 days. We all work. It's. I mean, who doesn't have both? Parents working in today's economy. And our kids are in a competitive world. I mean, they need more school, not less school. And I don't want my kid working, 7 days a week, but it's competitive out there. And that's just completely going in the wrong direction to think that less school.
I could see 4 days a week if the school day is longer, if the school day is an hour and a half longer each day, because then that gives the kids more time up. But to come up with $30 every week, even if it was just $30 and any more, that's still about $120, $125 a month. There are so many families with young children who are literally living from paycheck to paycheck and couldn't even afford that. And my God, if you had two kids, you're going to have to find daycare somewhere.
But also, again, we're in a competitive world. We need. You know, right now, unfortunately, if you look at the statistic nationwide, Louisiana's pretty low on the scale.
Right.
A lot of metrics of math and other academia. So again, it's going in the wrong way to think that we'd be taking a day off. I know the teachers would like it, and that woman was a teacher. I'm sure she'd love a day.
Right, but the school is saying the reality is they can't afford to keep the school open 5 days a week because they have to pay substitute teachers. They have to pay for buses. They said that they cannot keep the school open 5 days a week. So it's going to – what happens if it gets to the point – I mean, what are these parents who don't have the money for child care going to do?
I got an inside scoop for you.
Sure.
Trey Foles, he's the head supervisor, the head of the board there at the school. He makes over $300,000 a year, okay, with his benefits, and he just got another raise.
Wow.
That's a whole other show you can talk about. I just got a thing in the mail. We had to kick in an extra $20 for my kid's paper. Then I find out this guy is getting a $7,000 raise. But like I said,
he's got a family. His family has to eat, Matt.
Yes, they do.
Don't you love it when some of these athletes, when they move on because they had to sign a contract that got them $50 million of guaranteed money, they say, well, I had to feed my family.
St. Tammany Parish is something like $480 million in the budget. Cool. $480 million. I don't buy it that there's not enough money in the schools. It's just not being.
Well, this is a school in Colorado. This is not St. Tammany Parish. So.
Oh, well, there you go.
All right, Matt. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. You have a good one.
All right, we're going to take I think we do traffic here, don't we? We do traffic here? I can never remember. Hold it. Put a sign up. Bob, traffic. All right. 7:52, we'll check traffic right now and then come back with your phone calls and that $1,000 word coming up right here on WWL. Well, what do you think, parents? Would you like a four-day school week? Kids off on a Monday? We don't need no stinking education. Of course, this is a Pink Floyd. Now, I hear, might be a rumor, but I hear that Pink Floyd has a new CD coming out. Pink Floyd does the Aretha Franklin songbook. That's what I hear now, okay? I'm not always right, but that's what I hear. All right. Okay, guess what it's time for right now, boys and girls. And remember, this is the last day, so you better get on it. Ready for your chance to win $1,000 in the Intercom National Cash Contest? The code word this hour is video. Text VIDEO to 72881. That's 72881. Text now, and you can win $1,000 cash. Listen for the next code word just before the top of the hour, every hour now through 6 p.m. $1,000 is up for grabs. Win it for your wallet. Good luck from us at WWL. We never charge for text, but individual plan text and data rates apply. And please, please do not text and drive.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.